This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Loud drums, trumpet calls, all prominent features of many war-themed musical works. They symbolize disruption and angst. On the other hand, war-inspired music also features lyrical melodies and poetic vocals that evoke themes of hopeful reconciliation. The North Carolina Master Chorale Chamber Choir brings this range of sounds to the stage next Friday in a special performance called War and Peace. 40 choral voices perform the works about conflict and resolution from the 1500s to the Vietnam War. And we get a preview right now. With me is music director and conductor Al Sturgis. Al, welcome to The State of Things.
Hello, Frank. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. And Ed Stevenson is on the guitar. He's a guitarist for the chorale, and he's joining us in the studio today. And also 12 vocalists. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Hello.
Got a lot of people here. We're cozy. We're cozy here. I want to hear more about this particular performance, War and Peace, Al, but tell us more about the North Carolina Master Chorale, who we are and what you do.
Well, the chorale has been around for 74 years now in the Triangle area, and we are also the resident chorus of the North Carolina Symphony. So we actually range everywhere from a 16-voice sort of vocal jazz ensemble for a Valentine show we do annually to our 180-voice symphonic choir when we do things with the orchestra. So it really spans all styles of choral music, from chamber works like you'll hear today to big symphonic orchestral things.
Do you stay together and work together on a regular basis, or are you always working toward a particular performance?
It's pretty much performance by performance. The season runs basically late August to mid-May, depending on what we have going on. And then this ensemble that we have here today rehearses on a separate night from the full symphonic chorus, and their projects tend to be a little more isolated. But hopefully it's something that forms a sort of a cohesive concert offering for the season.
Tell us more about this particular concert, War and Peace.
Well, we wanted to really, I started with the idea of this Geoffrey Vann piece, which we're going to begin with, and wanted to, this is a lovely cycle, a four-song cycle written by a contemporary Minnesotan guitarist and composer, A Procession Winding Around Me. It's the poetry of Walt Whitman, the Civil War poet. And I was looking for some interesting pieces that might partner with that piece, and then started looking, what is sort of the range of historical conflicts that we could do? And as you mentioned, we go all the way back to World War I, which we're going to hear the Flanders Fields in a little bit. But also we go back to, even back to 1515 and the Battle of Marignan, a programmatic chanson by Clément Jeannequin, which is kind of an interesting thing. It calls for the singers to do these onomatopoeic battle cries, the trumpet cries, and the marching to war kind of thing. So it's a real variety of things.
I wonder if we can get a sample right now.
Sure. Here's a little beat drums from the Vann.
Mother's entreaties make you
than the trestles to shake the dead where they lie, awaiting the hearses. So strong, you thumb, O terrible drums, so loud you bugles burn.
The North Carolina Master Chorale Chamber Choir, Beat Beat the Drums, from A Procession Winding Around Me, composed by Jeffrey Van. The vocalists are accompanied by guitarist Ed Stevenson. The piece is going to be featured in a concert called War and Peace next Friday, and I'm joined by the group's conductor and musical director, Al Sturgis. What a stirring and wonderful piece that is. Tell us more about Walt Whitman and how he fits into this piece, and was it Jeffrey Van who sort of put that music, put the poetry to music
then? Yes. Yeah, I think probably the interesting thing, what's interesting about this cycle is how Van, we're only excerpting the second and fourth movement, but what Van outlines is a real sort of week in the life of the Civil War soldier, if you will. The first movement is the By the Bivex, Fitful Flame, and it's sort of the soldiers in camp and thinking about home and being fearful about what's to come. And then Beat Beat Drums comes the second movement, what you just heard, which is so disruptive to every aspect of everyone's life. And then the next movement, Look Down, Fair Moon, is where the soldiers are sort of regarding the carnage. And then the last movement, The Reconciliation, which I think is the really beautiful one, where they actually sort of come to grips with the fact that brother has killed brother, you know, that even though they're enemies on the battlefield, they realize that, you know, my enemy is dead, a man divine as myself is dead, says Whitman. I look down where he lies white-faced and still in the coffin. I draw near, bend down, touch lightly with my lips. White face in the coffin. So it's really just a stirring conclusion and gut-wrenching conclusion to the cycle.
And I'm always fascinated by a kind of artistic treatment of a work of art. You've got Walt Whitman's poetry that, you know, stands by itself, and then another artist says, well, let's see what happens when and it becomes something else again.
They put their stamp on it, yeah.
How do you think that, what do you think it did? I mean, if we had just read Whitman's poetry, what happens when Van treats it, do you think?
Well, the first interesting thing you notice, there are not an awful lot of pieces written for classical guitar and chorus. There are a few, but I think certainly having the fire that's represented in the guitar that you heard is that Ed, and that's certainly the sort of the biggest one of the cycle, and all that's the strumming and the effects, and Ed may want to speak this, but the strumming and the effects where he's actually beating on the guitar and some of the different effects they use, sort of that's a certain color that we get that we wouldn't get with a cappella singers. So the choice of the guitar is an obvious one, and the composer being a guitarist himself is able to bring those things to it.
And how does the poetry itself, I mean, reading the poem, affect you as a guitarist?
Well, he does really incorporate a lot of the things that are in the poetry. I mean, kind of there's one part where there's an effect on the guitar when you wrap a string around the other string. It creates a little snare effect. I'll do it real quick. It's kind of like. So he brings that out. He uses all those different effects, hitting the guitar, golpe, it's called, rasgueado, which is, you know, from flamenco, Spanish, you know, origin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So all that, you know, very programmatic.
Yeah. Really. I hadn't thought about the snare effect.
Yeah.
That does sound like a snare.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Very cool stuff. Yeah. Well, you promised us Reconciliation.
Yes.
And we get to hear it right on this
Here's
program.
Here's an excerpt
so
from
that's
Reconciliation.
Good. Let's do that.
Take it away, Ed. Thank you.
the North Carolina Master Chorale Chamber Choir singing Reconciliation, an excerpt from a piece called A Procession Winding Around Me, composed by Jeffrey Van. And these vocalists are accompanied by guitarist Ed Stevenson. The piece is going to be featured in a concert called War and Peace, and that's next Friday. We've got the information at our website, stateofthings.org. I'm also joined by the group's conductor and musical director, Al Sturgis. Another beautiful piece. And as you say, you go through decades and even centuries of music along this theme. What is it that you notice, or did you notice anything about sort of the way this theme is treated, both the similarities and differences over time?
One of the connections we found was the drum call and the trumpet call seems to be something that is sort of goes throughout the repertoire from the 1500s to even the contemporary. And the other thing is this idea of the discovery that once the damage has been done, sort of how the individual then processes that information and the devastation one realizes has occurred after a battle. That's another theme that plays across. Flanders Fields is another perfect example of that. I mean, what a wonderful poem that is. And in fact, I just found out that this week is the 102-year anniversary of the writing of that poem by the poet John McCrae, the Canadian soldier and physician.
Maybe we can hear an excerpt from that.
That'd be wonderful, yeah.
In Flanders Fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row, at marker place and in the sky the larks still bravely singing.
North Carolina Master Chorale Chamber Choir singing a piece In Flanders Field by Paul Aitken, one of the featured pieces in their concert next Friday called War and Peace. I'm joined by Al Sturgis, who's the conductor and musical director of the North Carolina Master Chorale Chamber Choir. Also, guest guitarist Ed Stevenson is with us, and accompanied by 12 vocalists, sopranos Rachel Beck, Leanne Glasgow, and Erica Jackson, altos Megan Gray, Carol Ingbristen and Melody Reed, tenors Andy Beck, Stephen Brooks, and Keith Lundy, basses Dwayne Donders, Stephen Howell, and Brian Pappel. Thanks so much to all of you for being on the program. want to leave you some time to sing us out, but I want to remind you, too, that the North Carolina Master Chorale Chamber Choir performs next Friday at Hayes Barton United Methodist Church in Raleigh at 7:30. We've got details at our website, stateofthings.org. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the North Carolina Master Chorale.
Won't you marry me with a musket pipe, with a musket pipe and
oh,
drum?
No, sweet maid, I cannot marry thee. I have no coat to put on.
Then off she went
to her grandfather's chest.
She got him a coat
of the very, very best.
She got him a coat of the very, very best. And the soldier put it on.
Oh, no, sweet maid, I cannot marry thee. I have no hat to put on.
Then off she went to her grandfather's chest
to get him a hat of the very, very best.
She got him a hat of the very, very best, and the soldier put it on.